The tariff argy-bargy that dominated international trade in 2025 shows no sign of abating, with beef exporters suddenly in Beijing's sights. Last week, China announced new trade measures to protect its domestic beef industry, including an added 55% tariff on imports that exceed quotas from several countries, including Australia. China's Commerce Ministry said it was suspending part of a free trade agreement with Australia covering beef. Kevin Hogan is the Shadow Minister for Trade, Investment and Tourism. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Morning, Barbara.
Look, we'll come to the beef tariffs in a moment, but first I just wanted to get your thoughts about the dramatic events in Venezuela. Over the weekend, the nation's president, Nicolas Maduro, and his wife taken from their home in the dead of night, transported to New York. Susan Lee, the federal opposition leader, has welcomed his removal from power. Do you have concerns about the manner in which it happened?
Well, look, firstly, before I address that, Barbara, I think, you know, we all know that there's going to be millions and millions of Venezuelans right now who are going to be exceptionally happy about what's happened. He was an illegitimate president. I mean, an illegitimate leader. That's been said by Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister of the UK. President Macron of France has also said that this is good news, that he is not the leader. He lost an election last year and would not adhere to the result of that. So, but look, moving forward now, while that is good news that we've seen the back of him, there are now questions. Obviously, that has to be answered. What happens now in the immediate future of Venezuela? We saw Rubio last night say some comments on that. So we await that. But look, great news that he is not the leader of that country. The human rights abuses that were happening in Venezuela were not okay. They were a launching pad for drugs into the United States as well. So that was of great concern to them.
You don't have concerns about the US just going in and extracting a leader?
Well, look, I understand why they've done that, and, you know, there may well be questions now moving forward, but certainly the fact that guy is now no longer the president of Venezuela, or the leader of Venezuela, is good news for the Venezuelan people.
But now, his vice president is now the leader. What's the difference?
Yes, now have to, you know, we'll see what happens moving forward. And obviously, if the institutions or the people that are retained there doesn't change anything, I'm sure there'll be more that may happen. But, you know, this person, he was not a good person. He was leader of a country that was oppressing millions of people. The United States were exceptionally concerned about the drug trafficking as well into the United States from that country. So, you know, almost, you know, not universally, but a lot of leaders around the world have said this is great news, very important for the Venezuelan people. So that is a good thing. But yes, there are now many questions that have to be answered about moving forward from this. As Marco Rubio said yesterday, they'll now watch the decision-making within Venezuela now about what happens. But, you know, there's certain other things that need to be dealt with moving forward.
It's early days. Things are moving fast. But what impact do you believe the developments will have on global trade?
Well, look, not necessarily significant in the sense of the global trading order, but, you know, obviously they're an important oil producer as well. We'll see what happens there. Their oil production has dropped off enormously since Maduro took over. The economy had started to collapse as well. Their oil capacity had dropped off as well. So hopefully they'll see the Venezuelans more investment into that so they can get back on their economic feet as well.
Does the US have a claim to those oil reserves?
Well, look, you know, they obviously did a lot of investment in it initially. I mean, they built a lot of the oil capacity in Venezuela, you know, when it was done. But look, you know, obviously, you know, Venezuela have sovereign rights. They have their own ability, you know, they're their own country. And I'm sure, you know, there'll be a lot of work done, hopefully, with a more cooperative Venezuelan government and, you know, Venezuelan leadership that is more, you know, not into human rights abuses and into economic growth for the Venezuelan people as well, and who will have an interest in doing that.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with the Shadow Minister for Trade, Investment and Tourism, Kevin Hogan. On this issue of the new tariffs on beef announced by China, what are you hearing from producers and exporters about their possible impact?
Well, from the beef processors, a lot of concern. Obviously, if they curb how much beef can go into China from Australia, that would be a big issue. I mean, it's a big market for us. Over $1 billion of beef can go from Australia into China in every year. beef that, you know, our beef processors export about 70% of what has to go through their facility. So we're a big beef exporting nation. But look, I think there's a bigger picture going on here as well, which concerns me. Australia last year sold or exported about $650 billion worth of stuff overseas. We very much are advantaged by a rules-based trading order. And in the last 12 months, we've seen both the United States and now China again, and they did a few years ago, start to not play by the rules. And I don't think that is good for world trade. It's certainly not good for Australia. And I think countries like Australia and other middle order trading nations need to push back on the big guys and say, you have to play by the rules. The China Free Trade Agreement, which we did when in government in 2015, you know, liberalised beef trade. And this is not in the spirit of that.
Is the government pushing back enough?
Well, I think they need to certainly up it a bit. I mean, obviously, it's early days in this and it's only just been announced, but I would certainly encourage the Prime Minister and the Trade Minister to get on their bikes and really push back hard on this. I mean, we supported the government. It was a bipartisan approach to Donald Trump's, what we thought he was doing, the tariffs he was imposing were not okay. Again, with China, we don't think this is okay. So we will encourage the government as the opposition to push back very hard on China in this. This is not in the spirit of the China Australia Free Trade Agreement.
What about on the US? Should they push back more on the US?
Yeah, well, look, we were encouraging that. And, you know, we were encouraging and very much encouraging the Prime Minister to get a meeting with Trump to start to have those discussions and start to push back on that. We thought, again, what the Americans were doing with their tariffs wasn't in the spirit of the US Free Trade Agreement, which we also did. So we want to play by the rules and the big guys have to play by the rules as well.
We did finally get that meeting, didn't he? Were you satisfied?
He got the meeting, which was good. It took him a long time. But look, no, there's still more work to be done there. I know with beef, actually, the US will be big importers of our beef for the next few years because they have a drought over there. But no one's still in aluminium. No, they haven't done enough. The Australian government, the UK Prime Minister has had his steel and aluminium tariffs lowered. We haven't. So there's still much more work to be done on that.
Kevin Horgan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Barbara.
Kevin Horgan is the Shadow Minister for Trade, Investment and Tourism.